You just read it out really loud.
Doesn't really work like that.
I know. I'll get on that.
I speak German.
Minka, please, don't creep up on us like that.
How did you get in here without opening the door?
When there are enemies all around your country, you'll learn to creep like a killer in the night.
You mean a thief in the night?
I know what I mean.
Right, must be a Polish expression.
Hello, Minka. You're looking nice today.
This is true. What is message in the language of the pig dog?
Here.
From the hand of Heinrich Himmler.
Himmler? This is going to be big.
Fünf Paare Unterhosen.
The Unterhosen? I think I went on a walking holiday there.
Unterhosen is underpants. Oh, I see. 5 pair of underpants, 1 uniform, X-stain removed, 3 Deutschmarks.
It's his laundry bill. I spent 3 hours on Himmler's dry cleaning.
I think it is practical joke from Hut 6. Very funny.
Funny?
In Poland, we do practical joke. One time, I hit man in face with big piece of wood. It was very funny.
Well, they say humour doesn't travel.
Still, it's very naughty of Hut 6 to waste our time.
They're a bunch of stuck-up public school Nancy boys.
They are quite clever, inventing that massive computing machine.
Shut up.
Right, back to work, everyone. Oh, and don't forget, tomorrow night's the first round of the Inter-Hut Bridge Tournament.
There you go, Gordon, a pint of our finest.
Can you charge it to my room?
And a glass of something for a lady?
No, it's just me. Well, until Archie gets here.
You two have got to raise your game. There's a war on. If you can't get your end away now, you might as well forget it.
Mrs. B, I'm doing my best.
Always remember that if it comes to Nookie, the air raid is your friend.
Right. Why?
When your date's clinging to you for dear life, it's the perfect time to give her some tongue.
Mrs. B?
Fine, have it your way. Well, you won't get any your way.
There's this girl I work with called Minka. She's Polish.
You sure you want to get involved with someone like that?
She's so beautiful and mysterious.
So's Wookie Owl, but I wouldn't go in.
I should say something to her, shouldn't I? Do the decent thing.
You military types. Mind you, Bomber Harris wasn't exactly shy. They do say the bomber always gets through.
You slept with Air Marshal Harris?
You see, things happen in air raids. So wait for the next one, sit next to Minka and bingo.
If you don't mind, I'm not going to delegate my love life to Hermann Göring.
I've had him.
Göring and Harris.
Got stuck in Berlin in the last war, so I made do.
But Göring was the enemy.
Always good to keep your options open.
Ah, there's Archie. Do excuse me.
If I were you, I'd take any advice from Mrs. Best with a big pinch of salt. She's had more men than I've had hot dinners. Cold dinners. Snacks. Drinks.
But at least she's actually, you know, with a...
Well, I wouldn't start with Minka. She looks like the type who devours the meal after mating. Mind you, at least you die happy.
That is true.
Sorry, there's a bloke over there. I'm sure I recognise him.
Is he from one of the huts?
Excuse me, is this seat taken?
No, be my guest. I'm Gordon. This is Archie.
Professor Charles Gardner.
Of St. Sebastian's College, Oxford.
I see my reputation precedes me. You must have read my book, Foreign Phrases and Their De Rigueur Usage. It's very good.
No. We met when I applied to St. Seb's.
Well, I'm admissions tutor. I'm surprised I didn't interview you.
You did.
Turn you down?
Aye.
Ah, yes, I remember you at formal dinner. Yeah, saw how you tried to eat your salmon. Oh, it was like feeding time at the penguin enclosure.
You rejected Archie because of the way he ate fish.
He used a spoon.
And the interview was a joke. It was meant to be about maths, and you got me to read aloud from a book.
I'd never heard such a funny little accent before. And I am professor of linguistics, so it was too good a chance to miss. Such vowel mutilation.
You was going to get such a slap.
Oh, and the pluralization of the second person singular. Hilarious. Should have let you in, would have been a hoot.
You carry on like that, I'm going to chin you.
So, where did you study?
I went to Manchester.
Oh, that's in the north, isn't it? Yes, can't say I've ever been there. Got as far as Banbury once, but had to turn back. Just getting a bit rough.
You're in Bletchley now, isn't that north of Banbury?
Well, we all got turfed out of the college by the Air Ministry, who are now strutting about the place, polishing